Scientists at the clinic's National Farm Medicine Center are hoping to enroll 100 pregnant women who live on farms and 100 who don't in the study. They'll compare the health of the babies from the womb up to 2 years old. They're trying to figure out what makes farm kids much less likely to suffer from allergies and asthma. Matthew Kiefer is the director of the center.
Studies have very consistently shown that children who are raised on farms, largely with animals, have less asthma and atopic tendency or allergic tendencies than children who are not raised in the presence of animals.
Kiefer says they think the farm kid advantage can be traced to being exposed to certain bacteria on the farm. Those exposures contribute to a kid's microbiome, a hot scientific subject in recent years. A person's microbiome is the bacteria, viruses, and microorganisms that live on their body, in their body, and in their environment.
If we know what those exposures are, that really convey that immunologic advantage, then there's likely to be some way that we can replicate that for non-farm children.
Kiefer says that working on farms as a doctor has delighted him.
Farms just do so much for us, you know. They put food on the table. They give us the things we need, the fuel, the fiber, and the food we need to survive. And now we're turning to them for one other thing that may have profound effects on our medical system and on the health of our population.
According to the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, millions of Americans suffer from hay fever and asthma, and that number is growing. Laurel White, Wisconsin Public Radio.